Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
woman.
Yes, we are joined by the lovely Bernadette Status of Good Times.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to S Factor Radio Entertainment.
Thank you.
Yes, it's an honor for you to be here from your busy schedules.
Yes, thank you very much. Of course I'm here.
Yes. And you haven't changed one bit. You're still the same 20-year-old we've seen for 40 years now.
I was a little younger than that, but that's okay.
Right. Yes, you was considered the one of the first teenager sex symbols on for African Americans on television.
Yes, I was. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, that was a great time for African-Americans. We were doing pretty big things back then, and still are, but, I mean, that was like the beginning of a lot of things.
And what were you doing before you was in a beauty pageant before you got the role of Thelma of Good Times?
Yes. Yes, I was in a beauty pageant, and that's how I got the role, because I met a manager, and his name was Kuno Spunhus, and he introduced us to, gave my mother a car to go to CBS to go audition for this show.
Awesome. You also have a couple of books out called 101 Situations about Relationships?
Yes, I do. 101 Situations 101, Relationships, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I have that one. That was really like my first real book. I have one on poetry. I have one on finances. And my latest book, which is The Last Night, that's like a little overall of my life story and my caregiving days of my mother who had Alzheimer's. So we can talk about any one of them you like.
Yes, let's start with the relationships part, the good and the bad.
Okay. Okay, I did 101 different situations and my responses to them. So every one of the situations in the book is real. The people have told me these stories and I just embellished them because I kept the situation of the story, and I wrote about it, and I gave an answer to their question. So it's a very good book. It has helped so many people. I don't know where it came from. I believe in God very strongly, so I guess he gave me that wisdom. And do you have any relationships? Hello?
Yes. I know since I'm married, yes, there's I've almost like insecurity of situations. Usually the woman's more insecure than the man in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say a woman is more insecure than the man. No, it depends on the relationship and it depends on what type of man she's with. You know, there are some men that make their women feel insecure. And then there are some men that make their women feel very secure. So it depends on who the people are in that relationship.
Right. And how long I'm happy, will you just, was it your decision to become an author so far?
Well, it developed a long time ago. I've always been a writer. I was a writer of poetry first, and then as time went on, I wrote short stories and eventually just became a number one self-published author, something that I always loved doing.
Awesome. There's several other celebrities that even started their being an author also.
Yeah. I don't know. You have to tell me who they are.
Right. There is one also, Cherry Johnson, from the hit show Punky Brewster and Family Matters.
Uh-huh.
She's been an author for several years now.
I have to look at her work.
Right. Also, memories of Mike Evans, co-creator of Good Times.
Who? Mike Evans?
Yes, Mike Evans, the co-creator.
Yeah, the one who wrote the show?
Yes.
What was the question about him?
Any good memories of him?
Well, I didn't really know him. I only met him once, maybe twice, on the set. I can't really speak about him because I don't know anything about him.
Right.
I know more about Eric Monte, his co-author, writer. Eric is a very talented man and very knowledgeable. And I like the concept of the characters that he wrote about. Also give credit to the writers that were on Good Times, too, because they wrote extremely well for the first, you know, family African-American show. I would say they did a pretty good job because it wasn't written like a black family. It was written like a family that had issues, and they happened to be black. And I give a lot of credit to Esther Rolle for that because she was the spearheader. She was the star of the show. So she watched very closely how we were being portrayed.
And I noticed that she was also telling Jimmy J. Walker to not go buffoonery doing his lines.
Well, it wasn't him. Jimmy's a great comedian, and he's also a good actor, in my opinion. But I would just say that she was just monitoring that it didn't go too far to the left, you know, because in reality, she probably wouldn't have a child that was doing crazy, crazy stuff because she would pull him back in line. So she wanted to make that sort of real to life.
Right. And she has been so much of an influence on you, definitely. Also, you consider her like a second mom?
Yes. She was like my Hollywood mom when my mom wasn't around. My mom wasn't there. She was like a Hollywood mom to me. I felt very comfortable with Esther. She embraced me. She helped me. She guided me. And I listened to her. So that's why I was very successful on that show because, you know, I listened to her because she was very wise. So I give a lot of credit for that. And I was very close to her. I loved it very much.
And I noticed that you you took a lot of centerfold for magazines like Ebony Jet and others in a day, definitely.
Yeah, I did. I did the cover of Jet, and I did Ebony. Actually, the Jeffersons was on the cover of the Ebony that I had the spread in, and I did like 4 or 5 pages of swimsuits. So whoever didn't get it, go back in the archives and get that magazine.
definitely gorgeous pictures of yourself. Yes. What are your memories of working with Ralph Carter and what he's been up to today?
Ralph Carter lives in New York. He is now a caregiver to his mother, Lucille Carter, and She's, I think, 91, but she is in sound mind and lovely as usual. Ralph is a teacher and a professor, and he also writes children's books. He's on the way to publishing his book, and he is an awesome author also.
Awesome. And what's your thoughts on the passing of Ben Powers?
Well, I was very saddened to hear that because Ben was for me, he was an excellent TV husband. He was a perfect guy. He was there. He knew his lines. His character was always supportive. He was very, very talented and very handsome. So, you know, it was very hard to hear that he died of cancer.
Right. So much of he was actually a young age, and I was actually I was so shocked.
Yes, everybody was. Yeah, very saddened because I really didn't get a chance to really see him very much after, you know, the show. And I think the last time we spoke was in 91 or something like that.
Any memories of working with Janet Jackson as a young kid?
Well, I would just say that I was very impressed with her behavior as a young lady. She was about 11. And she was so mature and so professional. Well, quite naturally, because he did come from a professional family. So, I mean, she held it up perfectly and knew all her lines, was just studious. I was very proud to see a young lady, you know, carry herself the way she did, very perfectly.
Yes, And one of our listeners to the show want to know was Joe Jackson backstage along with any other Jackson family members?
Well, all of them did come to the show. We met them all. I know Catherine and Joe very well, and they're lovely people, actually, very beautiful people. You know, I didn't realize that Joe Jackson has green eyes. When I saw that, I was, like, surprised.
Yes, that was, they said that that Joe Jackson is very strict on his kids in the past, but definitely worked out for him how they got to the entertainment business.
Well, he's very disciplined, and he knows the business, so you can't blame a man that understands it. You know, you have to follow in, you know?
Right. How was the feeling of on the set when John Amos left Good Times?
That was very devastating. Myself and Ralph Carter, the one who played Michael, we really didn't know because we were the youngest on the show, so we really did not know what was going to happen, what was happening. And so when we read the script and found out that John was dead on the show, they meant that he wasn't coming back. It was as if a real death occurred for my character. I mean, I was really hurt. And when I was on the show doing the show that week, I really was crying. I mean, I really, really was hurt. I knew we were gonna miss him so greatly, and we did.
And that was actually the most memorable Good Times episode I ever seen right there, actually, from an emotional standpoint.
Right, right. And then the damn was coined on that show.
Right. And you have definitely had excellent chemistry with J.J. Walker on the show, definitely. Definitely.
We had a very wonderful chemistry. We still do. You know, I seem to be the perfect sister for him. So, you know, and he was a perfect big brother.
It was like I was coming out left and right every time.
Yeah, just like real brother and sister. I treat them just like I would treat my brothers. I hit them on the shoulder, talk to them any old kind of way. But the love was definitely there.
Right. And I definitely remember definitely the Good Times reunion on TV Land several years back.
With the three kids? On TV Land, yeah, when we got our award.
Right.
Thank you.
And that was definitely a big moment right there also with all the just about all the cast reuniting
yeah.
Since Esther Rose passing.
Yeah, that was hard. That was hard for us. It was the first one we lost in the family. Good time.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely, she was considered one of the first African American mothers of television.
Yes, she was.
That's always consider her and Mabel King as the top two.
Yeah.
Also, what's your memories of on the Wayne Show episode of you doing a Good Time skit?
That was really funny. That was crazy funny. I played Thelma. I played myself, but it was funny. They are funny men, I tell you. Great sense of humor.
It was nice to see Janet Duvall to come out of her grandmother. Character.
No, yeah, and play her character. That was great. She's doing quite well too, also.
Right, and that's another one that she was on Good Times started at a young age also.
Well, she was grown. She wasn't extremely young. She was middle aged. I mean,
right.
in the 30s or something.
Right. Also, how long have you been doing Broadway plays ever since Good Times?
Well, I did almost every one of the gospel plays. You know, when the gospel plays were out, I was in mostly all of those. Then I did 8 months on Off-Broadway with a show I produced called Willie and Esther.
Yes, you definitely worked with a lot of fame. A lot of famous people, even from television, also.
Yes.
So, I don't think it will never be a show like Good Times ever again since the other African American shows of now. It's just not the same. Thing anymore. It seems like it's more like closer to being stereotyped.
Yeah, it's going kind of backwards now. The writers are not the same as they used to be. The quality of the shows are not the same. I don't think there'll ever be another show quite like Good Times. I think that's going to cross the line for many years.
Right. They tried even with the recent show Blackish on ABC. It's still it's still not gonna come close.
No, it's not. Because Good Times is written so real. I remember my father once said that Good Times is like the first reality TV because it was so real to life. So many African American families and poorer families were just like Good Times was. And Good Times had so many wonderful qualities in it because they showed like a young girl can grow up and have pride in herself, be a good girl, strive to be somebody in the world and be successful and, you know, outspoken but intelligent. And that's what I tried to portray. I myself came from the project, so when I was dealing with the character, I knew very much about the character because I knew exactly what I wanted because that's what I was when I was growing up in Brownsville.
definitely. You're from the from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, I am.
Definitely. Right. It was definitely. Even you ran it. You probably ran into situations like that. From even probably race also.
Yes. Absolutely. Very much the same.
Right.
The projects everywhere were the same.
Right. And definitely Chicago been notorious for a lot of crimes and affiliates for years.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So I'm glad that we were able to represent a good family, a loving family within that kind of environment.
Right.
And it gave people hope, you know?
Definitely, the torch to other generations, definitely.
Yes, we did. We tried.
Do you want to plug any... before that, someone else, another fan asked, are you a wrestling fan?
Am I on a what?
A pro wrestling fan.
A wrestler fan?
Yeah, I guess still with, since it's a, another acting business also.
Yeah, I like wrestling.
Yes. Do you have any favorites while you in the past?
Oh, you mean wrestling?
Yes.
I used to watch them. I didn't really focus on who's my fan, but I mean who was my favorite. I think Hulk Hogan was one of the biggest ones, and I really liked to watch him because he was nutty.
Right. And you now have Dwayne Johnson and The Rock doing movies now in Hollywood.
Yeah, true. They all do, move into the movies and stuff like that.
Do you have any plugs for any upcoming events?
Well, I'm always doing something. People could go to my website. Oh, they can go to my Facebook, which is Selma from Good Times. That's my fan one. And they can see what I'm doing. They can write me. They can put stuff up there and tell me, things about them or what they like or whatever. So that's what they can do on my Facebook page there. I also have Bernadette Janice's Facebook page. Now if they want to go to my website to order my books or anything, they can go to selmaofgoodtimes.com. Make sure you put that on there so they can visit my website and order my books there. And order my The Last Night book, that's my latest one, or the relationship book. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Definitely will send it out to all the listeners of the show.
Right, and I have an Instagram, Selma of Good Times. And my Twitter is Selma Good Time. So if you get all that Good Time stuff straight, they'll get me.
Okay. Definitely will check it out.
Thank you.
Yes. It's an honor for you to come on this show, Bernadette Status. You can come back anytime.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you for the interview.
You're welcome. It's an honor. Yes, you have enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you so much. You too.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Selma actress Bernadette Status of Good Times. If you want to download this archive, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/wrestlingitsfactorradio or at on Facebook at Wrestling X Factor Radio / X Factor Entertainment Radio. And this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Lucky we.